Lobot. Ever since I was little, the doctors told my parents that someday I'd need hearing aids. I don't know why this always freaked me out a bit. Maybe because anything to do with my ears bothers me a lot. My hearing was getting worse, but I hadn't told anyone about it. The ocean sound that was always in my head had been getting louder. It was drowning out people's voices like I was underwater. I couldn't hear teachers if I sat at the back of the class. But I knew if I told Mum or Dad about it, I'd end up with hearing aids, and I was hoping I could make it through the fifth grade without having that happen. But then in my annual checkup in October, I flunked the audiology test and the doctor was like, "Dude, it's time." And he sent me to a special ear doctor who took impressions of my ears. Out of all of my features, my ears are the ones I hate the most. They're like tiny closed fists on the side of my face. They're too low on my head too. They look like squash pieces of pizza dough sticking out at the top of my neck or something. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating a little, but I really hate them. When the ear doctor first pulled the hearing aids out for me and Mum to look at, I groaned. "I am not wearing that thing," I announced, folding my arms in front of me. "I know they probably look sort of kind of big," said the ear doctor, "but we had to attach them to the headband because we had no other way of making them so they'd stay in your ears. See, normal hearing aids usually have a part that wraps around the outer ear to hold the inner bud in place. But in my case, since I don't have any outer ears, they had to put the earbuds on this heavy-duty headband that was supposed to wrap around the back of my head. I can't wear that, Mum," I whined. "You'll hardly notice them," said Mum, trying to be cheerful. "They look like headphones." "Headphones? Look at them, Mum," I said angrily. "I'll look like Lobot." "Which one is Lobot?" Mum said calmly. "Lobot," the ear doctor smiled as he looked at the headphones and made some adjustments. "The Empire Strikes Back. The bald guy with the cool bionic radio transmitter thing that wraps around the back of his skull." "I'm drawing a blank," said Mum. "You know Star Wars stuff?" I asked the ear doctor. "No Star Wars stuff," he answered, slipping the thing over my head. "I practically invented Star Wars stuff." He leaned back in his chair to see how the headband fit and then took it off again. "Now, Augie, I want to explain what all this is," he said, pointing to the different parts of one of the hearing aids. "This curved piece of plastic over here connects to the tubing on the ear mould. That's why we took those impressions back in December, so that this part that goes inside your ear fits nice and snug. This part here is called the tone hook, okay? And this thing is the special part we've attached to this cradle here." "The Lobot part," I said miserably. "Hey, Lobot is cool," said the ear doctor. "It's not like we're saying you're going to look like Jar Jar, you know. That would be bad." He slipped the earphones on my head again carefully. "There you go, August. So how's that?" "Totally uncomfortable," I said. "You'll get used to them very quickly," he said. I looked in the mirror. My eyes started tearing up. All I saw were these tubes jutting out from either side of my head like antennas. "Do I really have to wear this, Mum?" I said, trying not to cry. "I hate them. They don't make any difference." "Give it a second, buddy," said the doctor. "I haven't even turned them on." "Wait until you hear the difference. You'll want to wear them." "No, I won't." And then he turned them on.